Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. Coming up in 2 minutes. You know who has the power? We do. We have the power. NFL rankings coming your way. I love that you got a text from Texas Roadhouse saying, help make us legendary, please, Chelsea. Have you ever gotten a personal text from a restaurant or, I don't know, an organization or something that seemed almost like too personal, like they knew you too well? I feel like this is becoming more and more of a thing because of these targeted ads. Like last night, what was it where, well, I told you the story yesterday where I'm on ChatGPT, and as I'm listening to the radio, there's a story about ChatGPT and how being online too much with AI is not a good thing. And then last night, Catherine was talking about something. I forget what it was because we were having a couple drinks around the corner. And as she's talking about it, there's some sort of ad on the TV in front of us. And she was like, I don't know what's going on here. She goes, I think you're right about this simulation thing. You know, sometimes you get things that are a little too personal depending on your environment. Do you notice this? And sometimes it's a text too. I'm like, you don't know me this well, but then maybe you do.
Oh, absolutely, because your camera and your phone is always watching.
Right.
So, like, I get it. But sometimes it can be a good thing where it's like, you're like, oh, I really do like that dress. Like, you got it right, algorithm. Nice job. Where they show you things they think that you'll like, and you're like, man, you really nailed it this time. Great job. I will say that's one thing that the futuristic movies actually got right. Because going back to, I think it was Minority Report, where they have those ads where it's videos and they talk to you and it says like your name and it's like, hey, Chelsea, come down to the dealership. We've got some new cars. And so we are living in that. Like, we haven't got the flying cars yet, but the ads, we are good at that. If it can make people money, we put our time and energy into making those things.
I feel like knowing you after all this time, you're very upset that we don't have flying cars.
Like, I am. I've
upset.
Mentioned it a lot on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, which is okay. It's not a knock. I'm just saying that every time we talk about the future, like, we're these freaking flying cars. I've been waiting on these things.
I'm real mad. Mad about it because this was like a childhood, like, when you picture the future and you, like, watch the Jetsons growing up, you're like, oh flying cars, that's going to be a thing, right? Right? And it never happened. No, they're like, hey, how about self-driving cars that sometimes accidentally kill people in Arizona? You're like, no, that's not what I wanted. Yeah. I don't want cars that park themselves. I don't want any of that nonsense. I want the flying cars. Because think about all of, like, the traffic you could avoid. I don't know if that would be, like, a whole other bag of issues where it's like, okay, you need to fly at this level, 2,000 feet above the ground, and then if you're going this way. Because people in our town can't even do roundabouts.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like, imagine if there were flying cars, the chaos that would be in the skies.
Oh, yeah, how would you even patrol that?
You wouldn't.
I saw this thing I was reading about tech yesterday, like a total nerd, and Elon Musk was talking about this concept, which I don't like Elon Musk, but whatever. But he was saying that, you know, they're building all these data centers, right, for artificial intelligence, and he was saying, you know, if you think about it, what we could do potentially is we have all these cars out there, like all these Teslas, right? We have so many cars out here, and these are smart vehicles. Potentially, we could have so many cars, a fleet of cars, and because they're intelligent, you could draw a very small amount of inference or energy from each of these cars right? This massive fleet across the globe, and pull all that inference together. And that's the power and the backbone that you need to draw the energy and to draw in all of the computing power to end up powering these chatbots and artificial intelligence. So ideally, you wouldn't even need these data centers. You wouldn't even need to build these anywhere. You can just use this fleet of cars all over the world and draw from the capabilities that they have, which sounds like a bunch of robots all over the world. Kind of terrifying.
I feel like this is where my head starts to spin. You can probably see it in my eyes. When you started saying, like, inference, I'm like, what does that mean? But, like, it does not compute in my brain that it, like, takes things for AI to work. Like, when people, they're like, make me an action figure. That takes energy. Like, yes. That doesn't cost nothing. And people do it just on a whim. So I don't know what this is doing to our environment, but I feel like there needs to be, like, more awareness that, like, that stuff, like, comes from somewhere. No. It's like, hey, do you want oceans on this planet, like, in 100 years? I don't know if it's oceans, but, like, I haven't looked into it. But, like, I wish we were more educated in the fact that, like, hey, maybe don't just use AI to make Stephen Hawking videos for people on Instagram.
That's a very fair point. Will Stephen Hawking make our top five? Probably not. I mean, right there at six, because he's been getting it done. He's been getting it done lately. I gotta say, those tricks, incredible. Let's do it, Double D.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
It's a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
Best team ever. Okay, Chelsea, I'm going to start with you. Now that I gave you my nerd talk. I think I was less concerned.
Inference.
I was,
power.
I was less concerned, and I'm sure some tech guy's like, he's got this all wrong. But my point is, it just sounded to me, I'm like, this sounds like robots taking over, but whatever. All right, who's your top five?
Ah, all right. So from that to this. All right, power rankings in the NFL this week. And usually I am somebody that goes pretty much by the numbers and I say, okay, I need to make a case based on the numbers to make this team my number one. Not going to be the case this week because we're going with the Kansas City Chiefs. The eye test still matters and championships still matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Matters. Postseason experience still matters. And hell, even if you look at some of these numbers, the Chiefs are starting to catch up. If you look at scoring margin in the NFL, Kansas City has rocketed all the way up to number two in the league. 10.4 is their average scoring margin, which is actually pretty impressive for a team that you think, oh, they're just going to slide by, because it hasn't been the case the last few games, and it's really upped their scoring margin. But again, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's Andy Reid. Now they have their full complement of weapons, so you didn't need any numbers to impress me there. But speaking of numbers, my number two team, you cannot ignore simply because of the numbers. What the Indianapolis Colts are doing with the best scoring margin in the NFL, and then you watch them. They are such a complete team. The defense is great, even away from home. You know, they have a great scoring margin, one of the best scoring margins in the NFL when they go on the road. Jonathan Taylor performing like an MVP. Danny Dimes throwing it down the field and making the throws when he needs to. So they are the number two team. For me, I've got to catch my breath. Number three, speaking of catching your breath, good luck doing that when you're trying to defend the Detroit Lions. It feels like the fastest team in the NFL now that Tyreek Hill is not playing currently for the Dolphins since he is hurt. Jahmyr Gibbs just feels like a cheat code. And this offense feels like it has been back to all things normal despite losing their offensive coordinator. The pieces are still there. You still have a veteran quarterback, and you still have one of the best motivators in the NFL in Dan Campbell. Next up, we're going to go to a team on the rise, the New England Patriots for me. What we've seen from Drake May, and I don't want to, you know, overreact here.
Yeah.
But he looks like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. This defense is amazing. And Mike Vrabel, again, you have a great head coach that's good at motivating and keeping his team, you know, on the right track for the entirety of the season. And then finally, this is feels like you just leave the light on for those teams that are contenders and have won Super Bowls. So I'm leaving the light on for the Philadelphia Eagles. I feel like I can't bump them out just yet. They've been out of my top five in and out, but the Eagles are still good. Is it going to surprise anybody if they turn it on down the stretch? No. So Philly is my number five team.
All right, very good. I'll go from 5-1 here. I'm going to start with the Eagles. I'm like you. They don't impress me, but I don't feel like they impress anyone so much as they do. They just win. And that's kind of their MO. Not a sexy team, but the talent is there. Defending world champions, blah, blah, blah. Even when they aren't great, they still just find ways. So I'm going to have Eagles at 5-4. I'm going to go Colts. They should probably be higher. I know you have them sitting here at 2. So I'm going to put them at 4. I want to believe in the Colts. And I think I'm probably with the public and not fully appreciating how good that they are. Look, this team that is sitting here, one loss. There are only 2 1-loss teams in the National Football League, the Colts and the Packers. So I like what I see out of the Colts. Let's put them at 4. Packers out of nowhere, coming in at 3. I am ashamed of myself. I forgot about the Packers for a hot second. And I think it's because they had that tie in Dallas. They had that one loss. But one loss is all they have this year. Jordan Love looked fantastic against that Steelers defense. Christian Watson is back. Obviously, with Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and that defense, they can play with anyone. And they're only going to get healthier as the season goes on. So the ceiling keeps going up for Green Bay. And number 2, Lions look as good as ever. Fine, you lost at Arrowhead. No shame in that. They're the Lions. They re-signed Aiden Hutchinson for a reason. Those key pieces are locked in. They're as good as ever. And finally, the Chiefs. I mean, God. Good job, Chiefs. You're always the Chiefs, okay? Like, you say, oh, he's a hater. Yes, but also I put them at 1. So even though I have Chiefs fatigue, like a lot of people, and even though I hear things on the radio like, and Patrick Mahomes has an issue with the spot, I'm like, God, of course he does. He always has an issue with the spot, issue with everything. But Kansas City is playing like Kansas City. They have been awesome, so Chiefs are 1.
Well, you don't have to like them, but you do have to respect them. And listen, they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl right now over at BetMGM. Jenks, I always look at my list, and there's always like one team you're like,
I know.
I probably should have put that team on. So now I'm looking at the odds over at BetMGM. The Bills have the 3rd shortest odds to win the Super Bowl, and we didn't put them in our top 5.
Oh.
Is it really that big of a concern, their defense? Because that's why I didn't put them in, because I just don't really trust their defense. And, like, they can beat up on the Panthers and whoever, like, as much as they want. I don't know. But it's still Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen can make up for a lot of things. So maybe the Bills deserve to be in there.
They probably do. But this time of year, I think that once we have a better idea about which teams are good and which teams are bad, we tend to focus on recent results, you know? And I get that. And the Bills, look, they just absolutely drilled Carolina this past weekend. They came out the bye week like gangbusters. At the same time, it's like, over the past couple weeks, they didn't look great. So, look, next week, Bills will probably be back in. You know how that goes. Coming up next here on the show, it's time for some Thursday night football, Ravens and Dolphins. We'll look at props, look at the game. Hour 2 is coming up next here on The Daily Tip. It is on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.